Tomorrow is the deadline to register to vote in New York State in time for Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th. People in more than 30 states can go to a federal website to be directed to their state voter registration systems. It's called vote.gov. It's been up and running now for just over 1 year. Megan Daly is with the U.S. General Services Administration and oversees vote.gov.
It provides quick access to the 31 states plus D.C. That currently accept online voter registration. So upon entering vote.gov, a user selects their state and then are provided the voter registration options in their state. So if their state has an online voter registration system like New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, they are provided a link to register. But if their state does not have online voter registration, they are then provided the National Mail voter registration form to fill out, print, sign, and mail into their election office. And there are a few states that don't accept that form and don't have online voter registration, and then those folks are then directed to their election office.
How did vote.gov begin? What was the idea behind it?
Well, we saw a need, especially in the federal space, for a centralized resource and a simple URL to help people to register to vote.
Some people may worry about the security of online registration. We hear about hacks and cyber attacks almost every day. Is it a safe way to register to vote?
Yes, definitely. And each state, has their own security set up for each of their online systems. So it's definitely a secure way to do it, yes.
Voter deadlines in many states are just days away if they haven't passed already. What has the response been so far for vote.gov?
It's been extremely popular. Facebook recently did a voter registration drive and sent people to vote.gov, and we received over 5 million sessions in 1 day, which was among the highest count ever recorded for a U.S. government website, and that was on September 23rd. So we're definitely having a lot of traffic, and in total, since we began our site back in September of 2015, we've helped over 16 million people register to vote.
How easy is it to use vote.gov? For instance, the older generations may not be quite as comfortable online as certainly the younger generations that grew up online. Mm-hmm. When you get online, are the instructions there? Are there frequently asked questions, etc.?
Well, we don't have that, but we do, as soon as you come on the site, you select your state and then are provided those options. We think it's user-friendly. We did just launch a few weeks ago on National Voter Registration Day, September 27th. We relaunched a new version of the site, which now it loads faster because there's not as much content on that main page. It's a simpler design, and it's also available in Spanish. So folks that speak Spanish can now see what their options are to register to vote as well.
You just mentioned the option in Spanish. There are a lot of languages spoken in this country. Are they available on most state online voter registration services?
It really depends on the state. I think California may have a few different languages, but I think primarily Spanish is probably the second most popular language. But we do have, I know the EAC offers their national voter registration form in, I think, 10 different languages. So if they prefer to have that form in their own, home country's language, then they can access that.
What is the U.S. General Services Administration for those who may not be sure what that agency is all about?
Well, we basically have three arms or three service agencies in GSA. One is the Federal Acquisition Service, and then we also manage the real estate, a lot of government buildings throughout the U.S., and then we have the Transformation Technology Service, TTS, and that's the newest commission, and that's the part of the agency that vote.gov falls under.
Megan Daly is with the U.S. General Services Administration and oversees vote.gov.